Hello, Wayne. So today we're going to spend a little time talking about Paul Molitor, if you'd like.
Oh, yeah. I love to talk about Molly. I first met him about, five, 6, 7 years ago. He was a kind of a coach over in the minor league. He did a couple stints over there, being the head instructor, stuff like that. And he always kidded me that, you know, he's in the Hall of Fame. I think he'd been in the Hall of Fame about 15 or 20 years. And that's when we had Puckett around, and I used to kid Puckett. And Molly said, "How come you don't kid me? I'm the same guy that Puckett is. I'm in the Hall of Fame, too." I said, "Well, I've been on Puckett for about 30 years, and I know more about him than you, not nothing against you. But, you know, I can pick on Puck. Well, if I pick on you, you might get crazy and hit me or something like that." The more I, you know, around Molly, the better it got. It got a lot easier to have a good day with him.
Okay. What kind of manager do you think he was? You know, he was just let go by the Twins, but what did you think of him as a manager?
Manager. Of course, you got to have the horses to be a good manager. Gordy had a, you know, we won the pennant about 4 or 5 years in a row, and he was good. I mean, you had to go with the kids and stuff like that. But all this free agent, when guys either get too old and retire, like Torrey Hunter and them kind of guys, even though Torrey went to the Angels in Detroit, I won't say he was old, but sometimes when you get to be Torrey and Padilla and the Troy Hawkins, the people we had in the past, you know, it's kind of hard to still play when you're late 30s, early 40s. And they were smart when they retired. Padilla went to Colorado, and then he retired. We did real good. We just couldn't beat the Yankees. We won 5 champions, and to go back to Molly is when he inherited Gordy's job. Well, he's down in the dump, you know, guys getting old and free agent. They didn't pan out, and so we finally started getting it together. And last year we got in the playoff, but as the Yankees always do it. And then nothing against Molly. I love Molly, but then you got the horses. It's kind of hard to repeat. The last 2 years, we got in the playoffs actually only for one game. But this year, with Cleveland being so, you know, good on the field, that we finished second. People forget when you finish second, they want you to finish first. And we just went through our pitcher stats, and we went through Triple A pitcher stats, and then we had a couple banged up ball players in the outfield, and you know, then we had a shortstop who got picked up on drugs, you know, and he came back in July, but we was too poor, and he helped some, but we finished second. And like I say, we need a manager. And managers a year last year, and then this year we struggled. But then poor Molly got fired. Now, I'm not blaming nobody, but I still like, you know, you like to know how it happened. If you don't have the horses, it's kind of hard to win the pennant when you got a team like Cleveland. It was really good.
Yeah. Do you think that he didn't go enough on the analytics side that Derek Falvey and Thad Levine are pushing for, or that they just wanted their own man in the job?
Well, I think it's hard to get Molly. You know, he was put on by Peter Ryan, and it's hard to, and maybe they want to go a different direction by putting their own people in, which is good. Every general manager like to, like Terry Ryan and Gordy. Gordy got to bring in his coaches and some of his ball players. And I'm not blaming them. I just had this game in as a manager hired to be fired, and that's the way it is in this game.
Yeah, I guess I just wasn't a Molitor fan simply because I didn't like, you know, how he handled the bullpen and the pitching staff and so forth. And, you know, to me, those were the big knocks against Molitor.
Well, he has nothing against Molitor. I like him. Of course, he's never managed in the big leagues before. He's been a hitting coach for Seattle and Milwaukee or Toronto, whatever it was. And he was our coach for a year or two with Gordy. So when Gordy got fired, you know, he goes to Molly, like, you know, most likely promote from within. And like I say, kind of, he wasn't a Casey Stengel, but you got to be a player's manager. And he was, but not as good as Gordy. You know, Gordy was, since he played the game, so did Molly, but it happened to be that Molly was in touch with some of the guys he had in the minor leagues. And also, Gordy coached two of some of the guys in the late 80s, early 90s.
Do you think it's tougher for someone like Paul Molitor, that's a Hall of Famer and a great player in his own right, to be a manager and teach the game?
I believe he might have been a good hitting coach, and everybody wants to be a manager. But if it, you know, if they'd have made him a hitting coach for, you know, 10 years, he might have moved up quicker. But like I say, he was in the organization about 8, 9, 10 years, I think, but mostly in the minor leagues and some of the big leagues in Seattle and head coach somewhere else. I forgot where it was. It might be in Milwaukee. I think, you know, we went through three head coaches in the last 5 or 6 years. It's kind of all the hitting coaches, they did their job, and nobody knew what the answer was, you know. The new staff come in, not against the new staff. They want to put their own hitting coach and own pitching coach and stuff like that. The game's changed so much that it's hard to really know how this game, it's changed so much, it's hard to believe this is Major League Baseball.
And speaking of changes, what do you think of that new pitching strategy that seems to be the up and coming rage, where you use an opener for an inning or two and then go with a starter?
Yeah, that's hard to believe. When I heard that, out of 32 teams, there's only 2 teams that use it, was us in Tampa. And I realized that Tampa did it first, and we did it Rochester. I don't know how Rogers got involved in that. But Trump didn't have, either that pitcher was hurt, they didn't have a good starting pitcher. And so they decided to figure out what to do about that. And as you know, we did it about half a dozen times. And also, it wasn't with a Gibson
Berrios?
With triple pitchers, you know, starting pitchers.
Yeah. The strategy is almost...
They just tried a new gimmick to see if it worked. Yeah. And out of four, 5 times, it worked by 50%.
It's almost like a strategy of, you know, when you get a rookie starting pitcher, that you put him in the bullpen for a while and let him pitch that way, versus starting out as the starter. Because when the Twins used their opener strategy, they only did it with the younger pitchers. They didn't do it with Berrios or Odorizzi or Gibson.
Yeah, we did it with did it with him all three times.
Yeah.
And the first time, when he pitched, he only went to three innings with Detroit. And the second time he pitched, he went two innings with Detroit. And then the third time, I think he went with six innings. And I think he won two out of three games. And a lot of people said, well, he's going to be our starting pitcher, big leagues. And I told people, some of the people that lived in my neighborhood, I said, he's not ready for the big leagues. And they said, yes, he is. I said, well, it's hard to believe. When you pitch five games in the big league, you're ready to go. Usually it takes about a whole year to figure out you belong in the big leagues.
Yep. That's a fact. Here the other day, you know, the reports were flying out of the Dominican about Miguel Sano and an automobile accident that he was involved with. Have you heard anything about that?
No, I've heard about it, but I didn't know what the whole detail was. Like I say, one of my guys got, you know, taking drugs. I don't know what it was, but he got suspended for, you know, 80 games. So now he just can't hit. We sent down to the minor leagues to get better hitting, and you can't do it in 1 month. It takes. He went down in July. He should have stayed in September to get exactly what he needed. And it's hard to learn how to hit in a month. And when he came up, he wasn't really quite ready for to get back in the big leagues. I think he had about maybe 5 home runs in 2 months, and that's not, they was expecting him to hit at least 30 home runs the whole year, and I think he wound up hitting maybe 10 home runs, and I think he wound up hitting for an average of about 199 or 201, something like that.
Yeah. Well, you've gotten a chance to see Sano play quite a bit. Can he be a third baseman in the big leagues, or are they going to have to move him to first base?
Is that Sano?
Yep.
Well, he really surprised me, because when he was in the minor leagues, I guess 5-6 years ago, he led the league, you know, in errors, AAA, AA. And when he got up there, he really surprised me, a lot of people, because they thought he'd be, you know, making a lot of errors. I think he only found. But the 2 years he was up there, I think he only wound up with only about 7 or 8 years, which is very good for him, being so good. And he never see like a 260-pound guy playing third base, but he held his own playing third base. And eventually, if we come up with a third base who can hit, and for an average, and feel as good as Sano does, like Esteban, he would make a good third base. He took his job starting shortstops a lot of games. If we could get him back, he could be a third baseman. And Sano, with Mauer, Joe Mauer, if he did decide to retire, we would have a first baseman.
Mm-hmm.
And Sano can play first in DH along with the other guy. Guy we got from the Yankees. And he's a good hitter. But he's like Sano. He strikes out a lot. Not to get, of course, he hits a long ball like Sano. And of course, we don't know how, with 162 games, we didn't know how many times he would strike out. I think he struck out about 40, 50, maybe 60 times in 2 months, which wasn't bad.
Yeah, if both of those guys were in the lineup, boy, you'd have a lot of strikeouts.
Yeah. And like I say, the outfield said, except we don't know what's going to go with Buxby. We all said, yeah. Well, nobody's all said. But we had, for 3/4 of the season, we had the same outfielders. And they did their job. I mean, you know, Cave hit about, 260, 270. Had a bunch of home runs, and right fielder, that
Kepler.
He wound up hitting 20 home runs, so he, I won't say he said, but he did about 230 or 240 if he can improve on hitting, you know, he would do good, and everybody knows about the right or left fielder, so I'm hoping he don't get traded, but, you know, he had a good year, too. So we're pretty well set. We can always use somebody, but, you know, when we got four good outfielders, who hits pretty good and hits home runs pretty good, and we get about three or four good pitchers, some relief pitcher will be in good shape.
Yeah. Have from what you've seen of the Twins minor leaguers, do you think they have a... Who's going to replace Dozier if they go looking for somebody?
Yeah, second baseman got the Dozier. But he's about 31, 32. He hit pretty good, but, you know, he was only here half the season. And they said they got one second baseman, but he's struggling in AAA, so he might be ready in 2 years. I don't think he'd be ready for next year.
Okay. Alrighty.
And our catching department is pretty good. Of course, we don't know what Chris in there is going to do. I mean, he might come back, and then again, not against his age, but he might retire. We don't know.
Yeah.
And Castro, I think, got one more year on the contract. He's pretty well healed by now. He'd be definitely healed by spring training.
What do you think about Mr. Williams Acedillo?
Who's that?
Acedillo?
Oh. Well, he's an infielder, right?
Well, he kind of plays off.
The little one, I call him Little Sano. I don't know, even though he's been in my league for 5-6 years, it's kind of hard to carry three catchers. With Castro and the other guy that had a concussion.
Garver?
And then him. Of course, the other guy can play outfield, third base. So he might do that next, too.
He's amazing with the contact he makes with the bat. I mean, he never hardly strikes out.
Yeah, that's what I say. Yeah, he's a pretty good hitter. Of course, when he was in the other organization, we didn't know how good he was. Of course, I think he's about 20, I'm not in a good age. I think he's about 25 or 26 years old.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.